Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, Liberty and News Listeners. This is Friday. If you didn't get that, I said, hello, it's Friday. That's just how excited I am. Man, welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 17th of February, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Ooh, yeah. As we said, I kind of predicted this on the Mac show a few weeks ago. Not saying it's going to be true, but this is the first rumor we've seen of it. iPhone 8, yeah, that home button, bye-bye. Yes, according to our main man Ming there in China, that home button will be non-existent on the iPhone 8. So what will replace the button on the phone? Well, apparently it's going to be a function area. Wow, that's about as vague can be. Mind you, though, the function area will only be available on the 5.8-inch version of the new iPhone 8. Seems the 4.7-inch and the 5.5-inch probably still have a button on them. Now, digging a little deeper into these rumors, which really doesn't mean nothing, there are suggestions that it will actually be virtual buttons and will have multiple functions. Some are even going as far as saying it would be something like you have on the Galaxy devices. I've said this before, I personally think it's going to be something like the touch bar on the Mac Pro. The hell, I'm probably wrong, and so are the rumors. Hey, speaking of Apple rumors, yes, more Apple news, can you believe it? Two stories in one day, I know, I'm flabbergasted. This rumor, though, may be a little bit more true. Sources over at Bloomberg are saying the next Apple TV will indeed support 4K video. Now, other than 4K video, what are we going to be seeing in the new Apple TV that'll be coming? We still don't know when. Unfortunately, nothing. It looks like it's just going to be 4K video. So it kind of reminds me of the old second generation of Apple TVs when they said, we'll stick with 720. Then the third generation came out and said, oh boy, here's a new one, 1080p, whoop-de-doo. So it seems the evolution of mediocre upgrades continues for the Apple TV platform. Mark Zuckerberg is on a mission. And he let us know this yesterday in a 5,700-word basically essay. Here's the future as Mark sees it. He's rallying for globalization and using Facebook to build a massive integrated community beyond the U.S. Kind of already thought it was, you know, since there's so many billions of users worldwide. Then again, though, that pretty much just means they just want to keep growing Facebook. Mr. Zuck went on to say about his little Facebook letter to all of us. He wants to build a supportive, safe, informed, and engaged society. And he's pledging that the social network will better connect people by their interests so they can create meaningful digital versions of, say, local clubs and institutions, you know, these kind of things. Bringing together online aspects of the infrastructure that binds humans together. Yeah, I'm sitting here scratching my head too. It all sounds nice and it also sounds a little bit like Judgment Day at the same time. Maybe we got a little cyborg Zuck on our hands. And finally, tell me if you've ever thought about this. Looking at a drinking straw, yes, a straw that, you know, you suck liquid through, and thought, you know, this needs a different design. Yeah, I haven't either. But apparently the folks over McDonald's have. So much, in fact, that they've hired some creators over there at Google to actually reinvent the drinking straw. In fact, they've already come up with a little clever name. It's called the Suction Tube for Reverse Axle Withdrawal. Get it? It spells straw. Apparently, it's a J-shaped device that allows a customer to drink both layers of the McDonald's chocolate shamrock shake. And then by allowing the straw to disperse the liquid simultaneously, it will receive the ultimate mixture of chocolate and shamrock. Nom, nom, nom. Now, if you're thinking, oh, maybe this is just like proof of concept or something, hell no! They're gonna go in 3D printing stage very soon. In fact, McDonald's is promising a limited first run of 2,000 straws for distribution at restaurants all across the USA very soon. And who knows, if it's a success, they'll probably print more. That is, if it doesn't suck. Ha ha ha. Get it? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that's our website. Get on over there, check it out. If you haven't seen the blog post already of the 1987 SE Mac that Ewan Rankin brought into the Apple Genius Bar, you're really missing out. Even the mirrors picked up the story already. Also, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Give us a like, too. Well, that is if you do like us. Follow us on Twitter as well, at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter, at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, there's always our our BTN community. There's all the lovely people over there that just want to talk to you, so join us. Do that at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. That means we'll take the next couple of days off. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday, as always, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, party down. It is Friday. And thank you, as always, each and every one of you, for listening.